Put the shirt on this morning, looked at myself in the mirror and thought that's okay. And I've come to training and enjoyed my morning with everybody. It's feel there's a really good vibe in the place. So it was a pleasure to be here. Oh, just their history, great club, I love the way they nearly lost their whole identity, and they fought to retain that, and they've rebuilt themselves into one of the top clubs in the game again. So they know what a fight's all about. They know not to give up, and I like those qualities in people. Well, your style of football is always governed by the quality of players. So there's good quality players here. I just hope we can play a brand of football that shows we can be tough, compete with the best teams, but at the same time playing some footy that brings them to their feet. Whether it's a great defensive tackle, whether it's a great run, and the boys playing for each other, and there's a great trust in the team.
There he was, the charm offensive from Wayne Bennett yesterday, dressed in the cardinal and myrtle, looking an absolute picture. Saw himself in the mirror and thought, yeah, looked pretty good. Onwards and upwards, and out he goes. It was Wayne Bennett at his very, very best, including saying he was happy to be sacked and claims that some of his team were being isolated up there in Brisbane. He wanted to stay there and protect them, and he can't wait to deal with the Sydney media on a daily basis. Well, one of those Sydney media people, Laurie Daly, joins us here, and Dean Ritchie from the Daily Telegraph. Hello, Bulldog. He was at his best yesterday. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, TK. Good morning, Loz. He certainly was, TK, as you said, the charm offensive.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be sucker punched into what went on yesterday. Wayne is a sour old man. We know that.
Oh.
He's a great coach. But this won't last. Look, a lot of the laughing that you heard...
You think you'll try and mend some...
No. Before you say bridges, no.
Right.
A lot of the laughing yesterday you heard in the background wasn't the media laughing. For some reason, South had their press conference outside and a lot of fans had turned up. There's probably 50 or so fans who...
They've done that a couple of times.
They have, yeah. Of course, the wind blew and the mower started on Redfern.
Always. Or the blower.
You couldn't hear a whole lot. But look, a lot of those... people were there, obviously, to cheer Wayne on. They yelled out, "Welcome to Redfern." And that's fine. I've got no beef for that. But I don't want people to think that the media were lured into Wayne's trap by laughing and giggling at his inane jokes. We weren't. In fact, Jeremy Monaghan, who is a good fella,
who's the
South media manager, he approached the media one by one prior to the press conference, saying, "You are not to ask about Brisbane." And all the media... of course, said, "You've got to be joking. This is a media conference. You don't tell us what we can and can't ask. If you don't want questions asked, then put them on the website."
The insistence of Wayne. Oh,
of course, I'm not blaming Jeremy.
No.
But the insinuation was, well, in fact, it wasn't. The words coming out of Jeremy's mouth were, "If you persist in it, Wayne will get up and walk out." And we said, "Good, that'll make for better television."
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, Wayne doesn't tell the media what to ask him. If he wants to have a press conference, he's got to cop what comes at him.
Yeah. It wasn't to be fair,
he did answer the question.
Did you think it was a hard press conference yesterday?
Not.
I was expecting a lot more.
Not over the top.
Yeah.
I think TK was right. I think Wayne sort of started in a light-hearted way and set the tone for that. Certainly, some questions were asked that he didn't want to answer.
Yeah.
But look. The pressure is going to be on Wayne from the start. South finished third this year. So among all rugby league fans, where do they finish this year for it to be deemed a success? I say a grand final.
A grand final, really?
Well, if he finishes fourth, fifth, sixth or seventh, Laurie, right. They've actually gone backwards.
No, hang on. Mate, South Sydney finished where last year?
Third.
Right. And how many points were they on?
Same as Melbourne and Roosters.
Yeah. And how many were the Broncos on? 32.
Right.
Because there was 2 points separating.
Yeah, that's right.
All right?
Yep.
So, for me, Wayne, if he makes the finals, and top four in particular, he's done a good job.
So you're saying if they finish sixth or seventh, you're going to say to me Wayne Bennett was a success?
Well, they might finish sixth or seventh, but they might finish on 36 points.
I don't care about points.
But they've won more games.
It doesn't matter. What matters is, will they make a grand final, finish top four, win the premiership?
No, you've got to win the premiership. So, South were unsuccessful last year.
Correct.
Or this year.
Correct.
So, if Wayne wins more games and gets them to the same position they were this season, one game away from a final, that's a successful year.
I said to you, if they can finish one game from the grand final, I guess you could say that is successful. I'm saying, though, if they go out in week one, they've actually gone backwards.
Well, what
it's
about
a high-pressure job. It's a high-pressure job. And I'm not here to death ride, Wayne. I'm just simply saying the expectations are going to be high from the first ball.
Well, who's got
in
the higher
one?
Expectation on them? Seabold. Wayne Bennett or Anthony Seabold?
Probably Seabold, because he's got a one team, one town.
Yeah, that's fair enough too. Because
Wayne couldn't get them to top four last year.
No, but they were one game away from a top four.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's extremely hard to finish in the top four. You've had a good season if you finish in the top four. You've had a great season if you make a grand final. You've had a better one if you win the premiership.
Yeah, and there's only one team that can win.
That's exactly
I mean, who says they're happy to be sacked? I mean, is that Wayne just being bizarre? Is he trying to... Does he know what a headline is? Is he smart enough to know that that's what the media would pounce on?
Yeah. The second part of that was, I'm happy to be sacked because I left on my terms.
Well,
quite
didn't.
Clearly, when you're sacked, you don't leave on my
he
terms.
He was sacked.
Yeah.
He didn't leave on his terms.
But that's all bizarre.
I asked him yesterday, Ticket.
It wasn't unlike in the early days when I first went to Brisbane and Joe Bjelke-Petersen was what he'd call feeding the chooks. He used to love the media, and he'd just feed the chooks. And geez, it reminded me of Joe Bjelke-Petersen yesterday.
Yeah, Arco used to say the same thing. Ken Arthurson would say, let's go out and feed the chooks, give the media a line, and away they go. And that's fine. I asked him yesterday, I said, Wayne, did you approach Burgess, Cook and Johnston? He said, I did, at the insistence of Shane Richardson.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure whether Richo would have been thrilled that he was thrown in there.
Yeah.
But the mere fact he admitted it gave Brisbane the opportunity to sack him.
And the cancelling of the camp.
Correct. I don't know how Wayne can say I'm here with a clear conscience. How is he there with a clear conscience?
He was clearly chatting to the Souths players.
Absolutely.
And he was clearly in communication, setting the pre-season plan for Souths, which gave Brisbane grounds. It was like, that was a gift from God for Brisbane. It gave them grounds to terminate him.
He's still got a couple of positions to fill there. He said no one will lose their job. Peter Gentle's gone, and of course, David Ferner hasn't been replaced just
and
yet.
I saw Ben Cross at the Broncos training session as well.
Yes.
So he wanted to take him to Souths, obviously.
Correct.
But then... he's taken him to the Broncos. So with Wayne's staff, he's saying that he's not going to bring them. Will he eventually bring them?
Yes.
Well, I think he probably will, Laurie.
I think,
well, I spoke to South privately about 10 days ago about this, and they did say, look, nothing formal yet, but we are anticipating there could be some movement there.
Yeah.
Look, they've got two positions to fill. Obviously, they've got to be filled by someone, and why not by someone who Wayne's very familiar with. I'm just curious just to know how Wayne's going to handle the media. As he said yesterday, I can't wait. Well, the media doesn't particularly like Wayne either.
No, but his only commitment is once a week.
That's correct.
So he only has to turn up once a week. That's all his commitment is. So it's not any...
He's got
it's
to
not as
up.
Though it's different to what he's been doing.
No, he'll do the same thing. Well, it used to be a Thursday morning press conference because they played Friday
every
Friday.
Week.
Wayne's going to have to get used to that. Not going to the footy every Friday night. His weekends aren't going to be his own.
Didn't Des used to put on a media conference at 6 in the morning?
Yeah, 6 in the morning. And then do the double fist pump when no one turned up.
But that's look, too smart.
With Wayne in the media, though, he's got to learn, though, very quickly that there's 9 Sydney clubs. You can't afford to push the media away. It's going to affect your bottom line. It's going to affect your sponsorship. It's going to affect you commercially.
Yeah, I think
the
well
clubs that look after the media, whether you like to do it or you don't, a lot of people don't like the media. I get that. But those that do, TK, understand the value in commercial relations.
Look, I think Wayne is savvy enough to understand in a town like Sydney, you keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. So...
Which ones are which for Wayne? That's the question, I guess.
He's got to work that out, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does.
He's got to work that out.
But he's got to hold a weekly press conference, and he's got to front the media after every game. So
Wayne hasn't won a premiership since 2006. That's a long, dry spell for a super coach, if we still call him that.
Yeah. With the best, arguably the best roster.
No, he won with the Dragons.
I meant Brisbane. Yeah, he did win with the Dragons.
Yeah, he won with the Dragons.
Correct.
And as I said on this show yesterday, he took, and this morning, he took Newcastle in his second year there within one game of a grand final.
People forget
He won a competition with the Dragons. He took the Raiders to a grand final in his first year in charge, and then obviously he set up the Brisbane Broncos. And I think he can do good things with this roster in the next 12 months, 18 months, but the big challenge he's going to face is that a lot of these players are getting on. and how he sort of transitions them from being a part of the team to transition them out of the team and rebuilding this roster.
Russell Crowe, as far as I know, never sticks his nose into football matters, but he is very much a hands-on.
Mm.
He's in touch most days with Bunnies officials, and he likes to be involved heavily. It's his club with James Packer,
yep.
And he doesn't like things to come out in the media that he doesn't know about. I'm interested to know how he will get on with Wayne Bennett, what his relationship will be like with Wayne Bennett. Will they clash? Will they not? Will they deliberately be kept apart? It'll be a really fascinating insight in the next 12 months as to how two of rugby league's great personalities at the same club get on.
Yeah, and that'll be ongoing. I think they will be, they will have more eyes on them this year, South Sydney, than ever before. You know, with everything that's gone on. Let's move away from South and move away from Wayne Bennett. There's been this talk about Marty Tapau leaving Manly. Any latest developments there?
Yeah, Laurie, there's been rumours for months now. Canterbury, the Roosters, Parramatta have all been linked to Tapau. I think last year Marty wasn't happy where he was. He has had good long chats with Des Hasler.
Make him happy.
And Des has made him happy, TK. I think you'll find now even he wants an increased role in the club's leadership. So Marty Tapau, for all those Manly fans, a little concerned. I think you'll find he will be there and he'll be switched on this year and ready to play.
Fanua Blake, is he tied up?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, that's good. Because Marty Tapau doesn't mind getting himself out there either. So if he wants that leadership role, I think that'd be a good...
Yeah, and he's a very good player, Marty Tapau. Now, Mitch Moses and Corey Norman have been linked with other clubs in the off-season, but it's been reported that no other club wanted to take them on. But Mitch Moses has now been linked to the Brisbane Broncos again. Is that right?
He certainly has, yeah. That's not to say he's going to go there, Laurie. I'm just saying it's a link that has been made. Now, the chat around town was that Cody Nikorima has been shopped around to the Warriors. The Warriors are denying that, I hear. But that would obviously free up a halfback position for Mitch Moses. I can't see how Parramatta could or will retain both Moses and Corey Norman, who come off after next year. So I think either both will go, or certainly one will go. Who it is, I guess that will depend on Brad Arthur and how they start the year next year. But certainly Moses has been linked previously to Brisbane, and that has come back into the headlines yet again that he may end up there at Red Hill.
Right, and what about Cody Nikorima?
Well, it sounds like he could be on the move, Laurie. Look, if the Warriors are denying it, I'll take them at their word. But
well, he's a Kiwi.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
He's the current Kiwi halfback, too.
Yeah, so...
And they've got money. The Warriors have got money.
It'd be interesting to see how Seibold goes about moulding the Brisbane roster. I mean, it's been Wayne's for many, many years now. Seibold does do things a bit differently, guys. He's not a run-of-the-mill coach. He just thinks a bit outside the square. So it'll be interesting to see how a club that has come from the Wayne Bennett era of being so conservative to someone who thinks a little bit left field.
Yeah, I think it's a win-win for both clubs. I think Anthony Seibold, everything in life's about timing, and Seibold has got the Broncos at the right time. You know, they're set up.
But I don't know, Loz. When's a bad time to have Brisbane? My God, I can't name a bad Brisbane roster.
No, but what I'm saying is...
that's just an excuse for their lack of success.
They're always strong, aren't they?
They're always strong.
They are strong.
They've got the pick of everyone in Queensland, mate.
Yeah, but, mate, they have been strong. And how many semi-finals have they missed out on?
Hardly, not many.
That's exactly right. So they've always been there or thereabouts. You've got to remember,
it's hard to win competitions. I know that, mate.
But what do you expect them to do? What do you want them to do?
But the timing's always right for Brisbane.
'88.
I'll tell you what, they're in better shape now, all right, than any other stage they've been since 1997, 98 when they won those back-to-back premierships.
They should have won more premierships.
So they're in better shape now than what they've been in the last 20 years.
That was only a Super League premiership you're talking about.
Yeah, but they still went back to back. They won a Super League and then they won the NRL.
Not really, since 92, 93. But...
What, you don't think they would have won that competition that year?
Maybe.
Yeah, well.
There's a coach out there, anyway, I won't name him, Loz.
Yeah. You probably thought New South Wales would have won that Origin Series in 95 with Fittler and Johns, but they got beat 3-0. Mm-hmm.
There's a coach out there who has won premierships. I won't top him off. He says Brisbane and Bennett are the greatest underachievers in rugby league. Six premierships since 1988. They could have won at least three, four more with the roster they've got.
Oh, I could say that about another number of teams.
Who?
I could say about the Roosters.
It's hard to win a
premiership. I could say it about...
Sydney, though, is more difficult commercially.
What? To win premierships? Why is it more difficult?
Because they've got one team, one town.
Yeah, but how's that? No, you're not... Well, no, hang on.
Pillaging each other's juniors, well, their players.
The same, you've all got the same salary cap. You've all got the same... Same
third
parties. Yeah, they're operating under the rules.
So you're happy that Brisbane have won six since 88. That's acceptable to you.
Well, tell me who's come close.
No one. Nor they should. There should be a second Brisbane team.
Jeez, you blokes are harsh. I don't know what it is, but you guys, I'm assuming, have got it in for Wayne.
No, that's not true at all.
Or the Broncos.
I find him quite entertaining. I'm glad he's come to Sydney Bulldog.
They're hard to win competitions.
Absolutely.
Just before I go, Matt Lodge.
You had no trouble winning him.
Matt Lodge, a Broncos player. Look, seems you're ready to sign that two-year deal, which means he won't follow Bennett to Redfern.
All right. And people are saying that he's only signed 1 year Corey Oates because he'll come to Souths with Wayne. Thanks, Bulldog.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doggy Boy.
See you, boys.